The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history.
Here's Eric.
Does Todd Wilkerson's announcement ever have anything to do with this show on any level?
He's in his own world.
It just seems like he flies in on the Z-axis, and it just has no bearing to any of the dimensions in which we exist, which is perfectly fine.
Sure.
I believe in skew lines. Okay, folks, enough geometry for the day.
Yes.
We need to talk about a lot of fun stuff. First of all, in this hour, we're going to do some stuff. And in the next hour, we're going to do
more stuff.
Some other stuff. That's right. So in this hour, we're talking to a man who has written a book on Trump's White House. Really fascinating, because this is a real journalist who prides himself on using, you know, primary sources. And,
right.
And so it's kind of funny, because you've gotten all these memoirs written about the White House that are just a lot of hearsay and stuff. So it's going to be interesting. His name is Doug Weed, W-E-A-D, the Wacky Weed, we call him on this program. And I think we're going to have some fun talking to him. In hour two, get ready.
Yeah.
We're going to replay our show with the lovely Melanie Penn. She is a very talented singer-songwriter. And I want to say that this Friday, she's going to be playing up in it's 2 days from now. Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's already Thursday.
I know.
How did this happen?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Tomorrow, I can't believe it's tomorrow. Friday, the 6th is tomorrow. That's right. Danbury, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut. She's playing up there. I'm going to be up there. I'm participating in the program. So if you can drive to Newtown, Connecticut, I will be there. I'm going to be reading scriptures from the stage. She's playing the music. It's really a wonderful collaboration, especially since I don't have to do anything except read, and she has to write and perform the songs.
And it's St. Nicholas Day, December 6th.
And December 6th is that right?
Yeah, it's St. Nicholas.
Every year, And so I want to encourage you, if you're in the Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut area, to check it out, MelaniePenn.com. On Monday, she's performing in New York City.
Woohoo!
And so if you're in the New York area, you can hear Melanie Penn there. But you go to her website. She's performing every place. But I'm just letting you know, tomorrow. I still can't believe it's tomorrow.
Yeah, and
I
got to
get the car gassed up.
Oh, good. But if you tune in to the TBN Christmas special, she's part of that as well.
Actually, that's the other thing, is that we're still trying to get the dates on the Christmas special, when it's going to air. But it's going to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of musical guests, and one of them is Melanie Penn. So I just want to make sure we say that. Okay, number one. Number two, I wanted to mention again that our CSI initiative, I want to talk about Donald Trump and a few things related to Trump and my friends Rod Dreher, Greg Thornberry, Rolling Stone article. But before I get to that, just to remind our guests, we're doing an annual fundraiser with Christian Solidarity International. They free slaves. Think about that. For Christmas, you say, what can I do? I have everything. Grandma has everything. They don't really want anything. What can I do? Folks, I'm telling you, you can do something so meaningful that if you think about it too much, you will weep.
Yeah.
There are people enslaved today. In Africa, there are radical Muslims who believe in slavery and who are, in fact, enslaving other people. They are killing people. They are persecuting people. And one of those ways to persecute people is to enslave them. It's horrific. It's happening as we talk now. But we can do something about it. That's the great news. CSI is on the ground in that area. They have relationships with people there. They're willing to brave the danger. And they do go in and manage to free slaves. They trade cattle vaccines with some of these slavers, if you can imagine it. These people who own slaves, they also have cattle. They're herdsmen. And they can be persuaded often, if you give us this expensive vaccine for our cattle, we will give you this person. I mean, I say this because I want people to understand how this works. And then the people from CSI will walk day after day, usually only at night because it's safer, to get these people out of these dangerous areas and into freedom. It's an amazing, heroic thing. The least we can do is support them. You have to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, click on the CSI banner. People who give $250, you are freeing a slave. And CSI will follow up with you if you want and give the information on that person. Obviously, there are people who can give $1,000. If you can give $1,000, imagine if, as a family, you do that this Christmas. You say, we're going to pool our funds and we're going to free four people from slavery. Yeah, this is not a metaphor.
This is
not just a nice idea. This is an amazing thing. You can get your children involved and help them to understand how worldview matters, that there are people today still who have an ideology that is that countenances slavery, that we in the Christian West have said, no, we don't, so that every good atheist and agnostic knows it's wrong. But there are ideologies, radical Muslims, for example, who believe that slavery is a fine thing. And you can use this to help your kids understand and to, you know, imagine giving this gift in the name of somebody, and you can help them understand that in the name of Jesus, in the name of what I believe in, I'm doing something. And obviously, you don't need to be a Christian to believe slavery is wrong, but it's important that everybody step up. Those who give $1,000, we give you a whole bunch of signed books. You can visit this studio. Anybody who gives $10,000, and we always know there are people capable of doing that, I want to say to you, you just think for a second, folks, 40 human beings can be taken out of slavery if you give $10,000. That's a lot of pressure. If you have money and you know you can do something like this, there's always good stuff you can give to. But before you give to the opera, before you give to a lot of other organizations, you might want to think about this. If you check out CSI, you understand it doesn't get more reputable. So you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com to do that. In hour one, as I said, we're going to be talking to Doug Weed about Trump. I just want to make a comment. There's a Rolling Stone article that I was quoted in. A young woman interviewed me for that. She quoted me accurately in the article, but generally I disagree with the article. I strongly disagree with the article, but I thought it's interesting to read it just to understand how some people think. They cannot imagine that a principled person of faith would vote for Donald Trump. They have to say, oh, you know, you sold your soul and you effectively did this for power, or you worship the president. Nothing's farther from the truth, but I encourage people to look at the article because, as I said in my tweet and on Facebook, we need to pray for each other. Somebody who thinks the things that they say in this article is my ideological enemy, but not my enemy. I'm called to pray for my ideological enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. And I want to say that just because we've gotten into a very difficult time. Even my book, I've written these humor books, Donald Drains a Swamp, Donald Builds the Wall. They're fables. They're meant to be funny. And then I misspoke and have sometimes adopted what other people say. People say they're kids' books. And yeah. So I realized that I started to say that. And if you look at the Amazon category, you realize these are books which people are giving to their kids and which you can give to kids. But originally they were intended as humor books for adults. There's a lot of adult humor about, you know, the gang, the MSNBC 13 gang, and a lot of kooky stuff. But the vitriol, I just think, whoa, man, we need to really try to hear each other and at least pray for each other. So that's why I bring up the Rolling Stone article. I have a very serious disagreements with my friend Greg Thornberry's comments in the article. My friend Rod Dreher, with whom I disagree on some other things, wrote an article about that. There's all this back and forth. Pete Wehner wrote a really angry article about me and Franklin Graham. And then in the American Spectator, somebody wrote an article taking Pete Wehner to task, and on it goes.
Yeah.
We need to pray for our enemies, love one another. We can differ, but let's try really hard to hear each other, to give each other the benefit of the doubt, and to have grace for each other. I think it's vital at this time. Okay, when we come back, Douglas Weed.
Of your faithful friends who are dear to us.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hello, Nathan.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt, and over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and in Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. The front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com. Again, for the Steelers fans, watchsalemmedia.com. And thank you.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Hey there, folks. It doesn't get better than Johnny Cash, does it? But I have something almost as good. I get to talk to an actual journalist, very rare in this day and age. His name is Doug Weed. He's a New York Times bestselling author, the author of a brand new book, absolutely brand new book called Inside Trump's White House. It's been written with unprecedented access to the president and his family and his closest advisors, subtitled The Real Story of His President. Doug Weed, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be with you.
Tell me, if you could, what is it that makes this book different from other books on this president? And the reason I ask that is because we seem to get either books that are on the verge of fawning, but more typically we get books that are partisan screeds that are doing what, unfortunately, the mainstream media seems to do every day, which is to go out of their way to find something negative and then to write a paragraph or a chapter on it. What led you to write this kind of a book?
Well, I wanted primary sources. That's what you want in history, is you need primary sources. You don't want to...
What about hearsay? Is that no good anymore? What about anonymous sources? What about... It's kind of funny when you say that, because it was always assumed that books had those things, but they don't, do they?
No, they don't. They're anonymous, and they're secondhand, thirdhand, and then they're denied by the people who are being quoted even at that. So I longed for a book that would have primary sources for history. That's what historians will look for. In 100 years, I told Ivanka Trump, I said, in 100 years when your grandchildren are dead, the Trump family will be viewed hatefully as the Borgias or Medici's power and wealth, or grandly like the Rockefellers or Kennedys. It will all depend on the primary sources that are recorded during your lifetime. None of this hearsay and anonymous stuff will make the cut. And I said I would like to write that book.
Well, let me ask you, what led you to this? In other words, I know you've written other books and that you served in the White House of Bush 41. What led you to this book?
I was very impressed with what Donald Trump started to do. I'd been in government and at the height of government for almost 40 years, served two presidents and knew six presidents, had them in my home and entertained them and was in their homes and interviewed them and wrote about them. I'd never seen a president like this. He was taking on the establishment. What happens is companies today favor regulation because regulation kills their competition, allows them to create monopolies. Once they have those monopolies, when there's a recession, which eventually comes, they then lobby government for what we call stimulus programs. Doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. We pass these big stimulus programs, which exempt those companies from regulation in order to create jobs. So what happens is the name of the game is monopoly. It's always been monopoly.
Well,
it always will be monopoly.
This is nothing less than nefarious. And it's nothing less than corrupt.
It's legalized corruption.
It's legalized corruption, because what you're describing, it's the death of the free market.
Yep.
And it's horrifying. So you're
And it's worse because it's international. It's multinational companies.
Say, yes.
And many of them making their money off of China.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump was the great disruptor. He broke the dishes. He turned over the tables. He smashed the China. And I was watching from the sides and thought, this is terrific. What great instincts. Well, I asked him when he became president, when I got to interview him for this book, I said, you've been studying this all your life, because Ivanka was a little girl underneath the desk. He'd rip open the New York Times every morning and tear out articles, and so angry, he'd underline things. So he knew it was bad. I said to him, when you became president, you obviously learned things that you didn't know when you were a citizen. Was it as bad as you thought? And he said, it was worse. It is worse than I ever thought.
So he's on a crusade. And I think this is one of the reasons so many people really do like him and support him, is that for whatever foibles he has, he seems clearly to love America and to have a sense of right and wrong. And he's angry when he sees other countries ripping us off, or when he sees people in this country working with those who are ripping us off, or going along with it. I think he said the other day in one of those rallies, imagine if Joe Biden were negotiating with China, and suddenly you realize, wow, China has, in their corrupt way, which is very predictable, you know, thrown money in the direction of the Biden family, hoping to get a more favorable look. You do get the impression, at least I do, that this president is on a crusade.
Yeah, and it's not just the Bidens, it's everybody. I worked for the Bushes for years. They loved China, worked with China. Some of the fastest and best moves towards WTO came from the Bush family, one after the other. And then the next president was Bill Clinton, who openly took money from the Chinese government for his legal defense fund, even in the campaign. You remember the Al Gore scandal when he went out to this Buddhist temple and these people had taken poverty vows and they each gave him $1,000. Turned out it came from the Chinese government. They were filtering money into the Clintons. Then that followed after 15 meetings with Clinton and the WTO. The next president was another Bush who signed the WTO. So we've had years of milking the American middle class. The largest transfer of wealth outside of the Middle East in world history was from the United States to China, and it took place under Republicans and Democrats.
This is the scandal of our time, this high-level bipartisan corruption. There's a reason that the swamp and the deep state are bipartisan.
Yeah.
It is a shadow government. When you say that the Bushes were complicit in this, it breaks my heart.
Yeah,
it breaks my heart to think that they, I would say in their case, it's at least, in my view, less corruption than an unwillingness to fight and be seen as a disruptor.
Yeah, well, everybody's behind it. Hollywood, of course, they're all investment. All of academia, China's invested in academia. The only people who pay full fare to go to Harvard University are Chinese students. So it's you cross them at your own peril. Jared Kushner, who I interview extensively in this book, said that Donald Trump knows he's not going to get credit for what he's doing for China. And some of the best experts have told the president all these great things you're doing, they'll never be realized in your lifetime. But the work has to start now. And you've gutsy enough and fearless enough to start that process now.
But what fascinates me is that he's willing to do it. In other words, people accuse him of all kinds of things, of being purely self-aggrandizing. And yet, if all he wanted was glory for his name, why would he fight this battle?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. Yeah.
Well, and do you think he's succeeding?
I think he's succeeding. Look at NATO. When he came in, he blew up NATO. The media was hysterical. He's destroying the oldest, most important treaty we have. These are our allies. The Pentagon came in and lectured him. The generals would sit there. The president actually impersonated them in his conversations with me. The general would sit there and say, these are our friends, sir. They are our friends. Well, if they're our friends, the president would say, why are they ripping us off? Why do they sign a treaty and promise to pay money and not pay a dime? Why does the middle class out in Missouri and Iowa and South Dakota, why do they have to pay for high-speed railways for Germany and new airports and help their education when our own education is in the toilet? If they're our friends, what do our enemies look? They are our friends, sir. So he blew the whole thing up. The media went crazy, and NATO panicked, and he ended up raising $100 billion. His wall with Mexico would only cost $1.6 billion. He raised $100 billion for NATO. It's stronger than it's ever been before. And whoever succeeds him as president, they will never refund that money to Germany and France, those countries. They're not going to say, oh, here, CNN, look at us. We're writing out a check to Germany, that terrible Trump. He made them pay what they had promised to pay.
It's unbelievable. His willingness to be unpopular, his willingness to be the skunk of the garden party is what makes him a hero to so many people, because your average American is cheering him on for these kinds of things that— I mean, isn't it scandalous that no other president has taken on this kind of thing?
Yeah, and I've got in my book, Inside Trump's White House, I've got like day one. You wouldn't believe it, Eric. He's going crazy on day one. He wants to defeat ISIS on day one. He wants to turn the economy around on day one. And one of the things that bothered him, one of America's most shameful secrets, is how we dealt with hostages. We kept it secret. We intimidated the media. You can't report on this. And you're in serious trouble with the government if you try to report on this. They intimidated the hostage families. They said, if you go to the press, if you make a big deal out of this, you're on your own. Your government will not help you.
Let's hit pause there because this is huge.
Yeah,
I want to come
huge.
Right back. Doug Weed is the author of Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has authorized the chairman of the appropriate committees to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump, a historic step that signals Democrats are increasingly likely to vote to impeach him before the end of this year. President Trump calling the process a hoax. The Trump administration accusing Iranian security forces of killing more than 1,000 people as they crack down on recent protests. The U.S. has received thousands of reports of atrocities. The OPEC oil-producing cartel meeting today to decide whether to cut down on their production and push up prices of oil and energy throughout the world. U.S. trade deficit narrowing in October. The Commerce Department says the gap between what America sells and what it buys dropped 7.6%. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 15 points now. The NASDAQ is up 2. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know.
Hey, folks, that's Helen Reddy. I know that everybody's clamoring for Helen Reddy, and, you know, we just play the hits on this program. I'm talking to Doug Weed. He's the author of Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. Doug, you've written many books. You've interviewed 7 first ladies and 6 American presidents. You've been in this business for a little while.
Yeah, I've been writing about it for some time.
It's extraordinary, and your value on actual original sources is unfortunately becoming something that's rare, so all the more reason to value the book. But you were just saying something when we went to the break. I didn't want to cut you off.
Well, I was talking about hostages. The American government for 16 years under 2 presidents, a Republican and a Democrat, kept America's held captive overseas, kept that very quiet.
Why?
Their heads would be cut off. They'd be tortured. They said, and their good intentions originally were that if they give a lot of attention to these hostages, it increases their value and more hostages will be taken. That's how it started. But what it evolved into, this silence, is not doing anything. So the families who are all upset, they've got a son, they got a daughter, they got someone in prison who's being tortured or raped or murdered, they want to speak up, they want to do something, and the government says, keep your mouth shut. If you go to the media, you go to anybody, we won't help you.
So how is it possible that the United States government, when we have a citizen suffering like that, that we don't go to war over that? I mean, this strikes me as amazing that we would sit on our hands when an American citizen, what does that say about us as a country?
You sound like Donald Trump now.
Well,
that's how he felt.
But it seems logical. We have the greatest military in the world. We're respected around the world, and we allow people to treat our citizens like this?
Originally, the thought was we're only going to increase the value of hostages, more will be taken. But Donald Trump concluded when he came in, he uncovered all of this mess, that the government was using as an excuse to do nothing because their actions were hidden. And nobody could call him on it. And he was outraged. So he used the United States government to squeeze these countries. And there was a moment with Reverend Andrew Brunson when he was trying to help him get free. There was a moment where President Erdogan of Turkey took a national tour in Turkey, gave speeches and laughed at Donald Trump. There's no way he's going to win this battle. We're going to win this battle. And it was kind of a Muslim against Christian thing in Turkey. And they had no evidence against Andrew Brunson. They said his third floor light was on. That was one of the major pieces of evidence. Therefore, he must be conspiring something. So he would have been in prison for life, or he would have been executed. And Donald Trump took the Turkish economy to the brink. It was like he embraced Erdogan and took him to the side of the cliff and said, let's go over together, brother. Here we go. And at the last minute, Erdogan said, you're going to destroy the whole economy and NATO and over this man? And Donald Trump was, you betcha. And they finally let him go. I interviewed Brunson for the book, by the way. He was in the Roosevelt room. I said, what was it like with Trump? You know, Trump allowed me to interview you and everything. He said, oh, he's a great guy. He came in the Roosevelt room before we went in the Oval Office, and he got out some Tic Tacs. He said, you want a Tic Tac? I said, no. Then I thought, well, if the president's offering me a Tic Tac, maybe. I said, okay, I'll take one. He dumped out 3 Tic Tacs, and then we went in the Oval Office.
Oh, my gosh. This president... There's never been anyone like him. There's no question. He's sui generis. It's partially
now, what does that
why,
mean, sui generis?
Well, I mean, you know, it's you're talking about somebody who is utterly unique. There has never been anyone like
true.
Him, and there's never one, you know. And so my question is, why do you suppose he is so hated, and what are your prognostications for his future?
Well, it's money. It's people. I mean, it's huge amounts of money. These are big monopolies. You know, you have Elizabeth Warren running against billionaires, but the fact is, your people listening right now, they can Google billionaires. They voted 20-1 for the Democrat Party because they're making money off these huge monopolies. So it's all about money, and they want to keep their money. If they had to choose between helping the American people or staking their son for another $15 billion, they'll pick their son.
Well, and of course, the media despises him and has succeeded in convincing many Americans that he's a principally nefarious figure, a liar. And it's a dramatic thing to me to see my country hanging in the balance, to see the freedom of America hanging in the balance this way. But it does encourage me that somebody of the metal of a Donald Trump is at the helm.
Yeah, the media is involved because they're owned by these big monopolies who benefit from it. And in other cases, they're owned by companies who own and who benefit from these monopolies. And because their sponsors who pay for their programs are big monopolies. So that's what he's up against. And
But he knows he's up against this.
He knows he's up against it. And he sought for years, all his life. He would get the New York Times every morning and he'd rip up the page, this story, that story, and he could piece it together and see what was happening, what was going on.
And he's still working against this despite his difficulties politically.
Yeah, Jared says that much of what he's doing will not be appreciated now in his lifetime, but long afterward. Jared said, you know, there'll come a day many years from now when the country will miss him. And you'll start seeing bumper stickers that say, give us back our Trump. They'll want someone who's talking frankly and clearly.
It's going to be very tough. Let's just hope he wins another term. We'll be right back talking to Doug Weed, W-E-A-D, the new book, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, Even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest-Free.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey there, folks. That's ABBA. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to Doug Weed, the new book, Inside Trump's White House. You said that there are all kinds of stories about him. I have found him to be utterly hilarious. I've never seen anybody as instinctively hilarious when he's on the stump, wherever he is. Yeah. He speaks his mind in a way that's very entertaining, unless you despise him, which some do, and then they're utterly humorless and they don't get the joke.
Finally, after all this negotiation, I was going to have lunch with him and I was going to interview him. I come in, they usher me into the Oval Office, and there's Bill Shine and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Ivanka, and they're all standing there and they're all smiling at me like, welcome. And the president's there. He doesn't shake my hand. He doesn't say, hello, Doug, welcome to the Oval Office. I walk in, he's standing there. He's waving these papers above his head, and he says, this is the private correspondence of Kim Jong-un and myself. They don't want me to let you see this. They don't want you to have this, but I'm going to let you read it. Now, you can't keep it, and you can't photograph it, and you can't take it with you, but I'm going to let you read it. And that's how it started.
He's a showman.
I thought this is going to be great.
He's a showman. I had the privilege of having him give a number of us a tour of the Lincoln bedroom and the Grant room in it. And he says, you want to call China? And he says, these phones are the most secure phones. I just was laughing. Like he's like a kid in a candy store showing us around and stuff. It's very interesting. He is at present tremendously embattled. I think he will come through with flying colors because I think the left has very dramatically overplayed their hand. You don't need to love him, but to pretend that he needs to be impeached strikes me as a bridge too far. What do you suppose is going to happen based on the man that you've come to know?
Well, I agree with you in terms of history, but I don't know immediately what will happen because the media is so powerful. But in terms of history, I mean, Jared Kushner told me a fascinating story. The kids, the Trump kids, I interviewed all of them, and they travel all over the world. And from 2017 on, heads of state would pull Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, or Jared Kushner, or Ivanka, they pull them into a private meeting, and they would say, please tell your father how sorry we are he's going through this Russian collusion nonsense. Well, when I heard that, Eric, I thought, well, of course. course. I don't know why I never thought of it. I didn't have their perspective. Of course, if you're the president of France or the prime minister of the UK or a dictator of Iran, if you're Benjamin Netanyahu and you see an article in the New York Times that says Donald Trump is a Russian spy, you're going to pick up the phone, you're going to call the Mossad, and you're going to say, I've known Donald Trump all my life. They say he's recruited Russian spy. I want to know what in the heck this whole thing is about, and I want to know by 6 p.m. tonight.
Right.
They're not going to wait 2 years for the Mueller report.
Wow.
Because the future of their country, its economy, its military depends on knowing the answer to this question. And if Donald Trump is a Russian spy, it is one of the greatest events of history. It's like landing a man on the moon. It's Christopher Columbus's voyage.
Well,
and of course, it's
say,
not
I think,
true.
I think the man in the moon pales. And if the President of the United States were a Russian spy, there's no story bigger than that. That's the craziest thing. But I think most people thought it was crazy, but we've never seen a media that is as convinced
and dug in,
as convinced and as shameless in peddling a narrative. I mean, they feel, let's be honest, most of them feel they're on a holy crusade to save the world from Hitler 2.0. They actually believe that. And you have to give them at least that much credit that they really believe this. They believe he's the devil, and they know it, and all their friends know it. But most of the American people feel dramatically different. In fact, it was Americans who elected him. It wasn't a crazy group of his base. It was America in a free election that elected him. And I think it's the disdain of the cultural elites for your average American that is at the very heart of this larger battle.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was fascinated, you know, the president uses foul language and he's real outrageous. but I was fascinated when I asked him to send me a list of people to interview. We had all of his cabinet. Everybody was available to us. Mostly we interviewed his children, Eric and Lara and Don Jr. and Jared and Ivanka and Tiffany. I'm the only person to have interviewed Tiffany Trump mm-hmm. since her father was elected president. She has great stories, funny stories. But what impressed me is that when he sent me the list of who I should interview, at the top of the list was Paula White, his preacher. This is who Trump wanted me to contact. So I learned that his father was a deeply religious Presbyterian, his mother more than his father, and they would take young Donald to Norman Vincent Peale's church on Fifth Avenue, and he loved it. And he was a young teenager. He'd hear those sermons. A lot of people don't know that's where he met Marla Maples. He met her in church at that particular church. But he'd listen to these sermons. He was heartbroken when Norman Vincent Peale died. But he, at that point, he couldn't go to church because he's a public figure. So he watched television, and he watched all of them. He watched Jimmy Swaggart on television.
You know, that is very interesting because there was a book, The Faith of Donald J. Trump, that was put out a couple of years ago. And I wrote the foreword to it. And I said that the first thing we have to say in a foreword to a book like this is that it seems like a joke. And when I was given this, it seems, you know, it's going to be one of those jokes, the wit and wisdom of Sarah Palin. It's a blank book or some joke like that. But I thought to myself, it's a very interesting story. And people who want to demonize him and their legion, pun intended, they really don't want to see the nuance and the complication. They'd rather have a very simple narrative that he's the devil. And they've got to do everything they can to eradicate him. Now, when you say inside Trump's White House, the story of his presidency, what are the things that go on? Because his White House has been depicted often as utterly chaotic, dysfunctional. What did you see?
I went in thinking that there must be some calculation to the chaos because I worked in the White House. I was on senior staff, and I remember the echo listening to CNN and others talking about what we were doing, and they were usually way off, and we could often manipulate them. So I went in suspecting some of this is calculated and highly sophisticated, as innocent as it looks and as far-fetched as it looks.
Right.
I came out believing it's all calculated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Sun Tzu wrote, out of chaos comes opportunity. That's the best formula for that was the one I gave earlier about NATO. He just blew it all up. Then he put the pieces together.
It takes real genius, I have to say. And that's what I see in him sometimes, just a strange genius. We'll be right back talking to Doug Weed. The book is Inside Trump's White House.
Can't even play them easy. Easy, never easy.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's not worried about his legacy being marked by impeachment. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A few hours after Speaker Pelosi announced that the House would draft articles of impeachment against him, the president was asked if he's worried about the stain of impeachment on his legacy.
No, not at all. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a big, fat hoax.
Mr. Trump also tweeted that he looks forward to a fair trial in the Senate. He said the good thing is that the Republicans have never been more united. We will win. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Navy sailor shot three civilians, killing two of them, before taking his own life at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. The shooter identified as 22-year-old G. Romero. There has still been no motive given for the killings. Stocks have turned higher. The Dow is up 25 points and the NASDAQ ahead 4. This is SRN News.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, Spirit in the Sky. I'm talking to Doug Weed, W-E-A-D. The book is Inside Trump's White House. It's so fascinating, Doug Weed, to get your perspective on this president. It's so rare that we get that. Somebody who has worked across a number of administrations, and you're able to have, it seems to me, a clear-eyed view of what is happening.
Well, it's their perspective. Turn on my voice recorder and ask the questions. I wanted to know everything about the Trumps that I could get. Ivanka said at one point, I've got 2,000 stories. I said, I'll take them all.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, tell us some of the stories that we would not hear in the news about who he really is. Because people, just the other day, somebody said that their daughter had said, I hear that the president's a mean person, that he's mean to other people. And I thought, wow, I've heard so many stories of him being kind
to people behind the scenes. And it's just what the media tells us. And it's very hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, on election night, I'll give you an example. On election night, he's watching television, and he's convinced, at first they're convinced they're going to lose. The television networks bring in their anchors and say Hillary Clinton's going to win, and they all get prepared. They bring in their artists to do the artwork. This is about 5:30 at night, the early exit polls.
What artwork?
All of them, ABC, NBC. Well, they do artwork that shows up on the television screen that depicts who the winner is.
Oh, I see. So they're
state.
Already
they're doing the crafting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They call the boards of directors across the country of the networks to let them know early, and they call the major sponsors, big corporate people, just tipping you off. ABC has decided or NBC has decided. And this is happening with everybody, including Fox. So they're all calling the election. So that information gets to Trump Tower. They sit down with Donald Trump and they say, look, this looks like it. He said, hey, you know, if I lose, I'll just go downstairs. I'll go out on Fifth Avenue. I'll say, hey, I tried my best. I'm a patriot and I love my country and I put it all on the line. And tomorrow I'll get on a plane. I'll fly to Ireland and I'll play golf. That's what he said. So then a little later on in the night, Brad Parscale comes to him and says, sir, you are going to be president. The other people in the Trump Tower say, no, it isn't going to, he's got bad numbers. Brad saying, no, you're going to be president. Here's why. And he tries to outline it. The president says, Brad, you may be right. But if you're not right, that's okay. That's okay. Either way, it's okay. Then they get a little later on, and it starts looking like he's going to be president. And then finally, Podesta gives a speech, and Donald Trump is sitting there. He's in this kitchen of his apartments on a tiny little TV screen. He's looking at this, and he sees these Clinton supporters, young women, and they're weeping and they're crying. They're saying, come on, Mr. President, we got to go. We got to redo this speech. We got to have – he's sitting there. They don't say Mr. President, the candidate. He's sitting there transfixed, and he's saying, look at this. Look at this. And he's looking at these weeping Clinton supporters. He said, imagine how they feel. Just imagine how they feel. And he could imagine that because he was feeling like he'd been kicked in the gut a few hours before because he thought he lost. So he was identifying with these Clinton supporters who were losing the election. And when they brought him his speech, Stephen Miller's speech, he ripped it up. That sounds dramatic, but that's literally what he did. He ripped it in pieces, said, no, no, no. We got to write a new speech. We got to bring the whole country together.
Wow. Okay, we're going to lock the doors and we're going to keep you here for a little longer. That's the end of hour one. Folks, the book is Inside Trump's White House. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.